Here with me in this interview, I have a couple of our beef ambassadors, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves, and we'll start here with you, Leticia.
Hi, I'm Leticia Ferrellis, and I come from the southeast corner of New Mexico.
And over here we have Jennifer.
I'm Jennifer Rassler, and I come from southeastern Pennsylvania.
Well, you're so two totally different parts of the country. That's very interesting. Let's find out a little bit about what you're doing as beef ambassadors. It sounds like you've had some pretty interesting projects already, and I'll just kind of go to each of you in turn. Again, let's just stay here. Leticia, tell me a little bit about what you have done or been doing.
Well, one of the new exciting things that we're doing right now is we've started a photo contest with a county fair theme, and that's off of our blog site, Raising the Stakes. And what we want kids to do is take pictures of them with their beef animals and show the positive image of the beef industry and what they've accomplished through that.
Great. I think that's wonderful. How about you?
Some other things I've been up to, we held a blood drive on my college campus at Penn State University, and it's every year, it's the largest blood drive. It's sponsored by Pennsylvania Beef Council. We give everybody hamburgers, a free Beef Up the Blood Supply t-shirt, and it's a really popular thing. People really enjoy connecting beef with the iron supply and the blood drive.
And I think you have an interesting slogan for that, beef, it's what's for?
Donors.
Okay, great. Well, and I also understand that, other ambassadors have been involved in even some video projects. I'd like to hear more about that.
Well, Leticia and I both put together videos celebrating Earth Day and showing the positive aspects that farmers and ranchers, the things we do for conservation and to take care of the environment. And both of those, mine was based out of my family farm in Pennsylvania, and Leticia did hers. I'll let her explain that.
The video I took, I wanted to do videos on the ranch that we have. We've done some environmental practices, but being away at college, I had to do with what I had with my resources. So I pulled together some resources and talked to a forest specialist, because that's something unique about our part of the country, how ranchers have to work with the Forest Service to conserve those resources so that they'll be here for the generations of tomorrow.
So how would you describe your feelings on doing that project? And have you been able to look and see how many, have a bunch of people watched your videos?
You can go onto YouTube and see how many people have watched your videos. And NCBA put up links to our videos, as well as we had links on our own website. So people have definitely gone there. It was a learning experience. We were on the phone talking to each other. How do you do this? What do you do? And pulling together resources, I even used the media department at my university to help me.
I think it was a really great experience, and I'm really glad I had the opportunity to put that positive and truthful message out there to counter all the negative images that people see. And I think that's probably the most important aspect of everything that we do, is telling people the truth, showing them our side, and countering everything else that's out there.
How about looking ahead? What have you got coming up on your agendas?
We have, in the month of August, we're going to the Wisconsin State Fair, the Minnesota State Fair, and the New York State Fair, and we'll be alternating things throughout that, and as well as continuing the battle on the home front and going and doing classroom presentations, working with the kids, the generations of tomorrow, and promoting our product through that avenue as well.
Yep. We also, I believe, have a health and fitness expo coming up again in Washington, D.C. We've been to a couple different events like that, speaking to consumers, especially the ones that are very health conscious, and telling them all the great things that beef can do in their diet.
Well, I want to thank both of you for stopping to tell us a little bit about what the beef ambassadors are doing this year. It sounds very interesting, and we'll keep our eye on the web to see some more from you all, whether that's on YouTube or on the blog.